Green. Green is good. Green is good.
So rusty. Thank you. That's a completely unnecessary, but we'll take it. I was just saying, we're sorry about the display stuff. We're a little bit rusty. We haven't spoken since about 2018 when we did the package management DevRim, which I think you've been smashed into doing next time.
Next year, package management DevRim is coming back to Foster.
Did I just dump you in that?
Yes.
You can punch me later. So thank you all for coming. I appreciate it. It's a really long event, and this is the last session of a very long event, and that I'm standing between you and most likely a beer. Thank you for listening. And thank you all to those of you who don't speak English as your first language. I have a tendency to talk too quickly. This is the last session. It's likely that we'll overrun and that there will be Q&A at the end, for which we have plenty of time. So if I'm talking too quickly, just put your hand up and I'll start talking a little less quickly. Thank you for coming and seeing us.
And the other one.
Oh, God. Really? Okay, so... I did write a bit in this, but it's a bit silly. It says, I kind of feel like Elton John closing down Glastonbury, which is basically just a way of introducing who we are and where we're from. So Andrew lives about 10 minutes away from Glastonbury, the world's biggest festival, and I live 10 minutes away from nowhere, because I'm in the middle of nowhere in Shropshire. We've been working on open source for about 10 years, all started with Heartbleed. And Meredith Whittaker and Ben Laurie, who pulled me into some conversations about where the next Heartbleed comes. And I met Andrew, I think I was talking at a thing, and you were building a system called, at the time, was it called Libraries? I think it was,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was about being able to point people at good open source projects to kind of contribute to. Years later, you know, we've worked on very many projects. Most recently, working on ecosystems, which we'll talk a little bit about, but this, you know, it's not a sales pitch or anything. We kind of have to in order to get the talk done. We've been working for 10 years together, and we got dogs. So on the left is Leo, and on the right is Mabel. I've got one dog, you don't. You have, is that Luna or Felix?
That's Felix.
That's Felix. That's Blossom, the Wookiee. and that's Luna.
The latest edition.
Yeah. So I just have the one dog, Andrew's got four. So our talk is labelled, I'm not afraid of a bit of clickbait, I'm very sorry, but I will defend it if necessary. But the honest fact is that we're treating this genuinely as a kind of research question. So after saying, you know, and working in this space for 10 years, are we any closer to saying that we are supporting our digital infrastructure? And we're going to treat this as kind of two hypotheses. The first part is going to look at what our opinion is, which is that usage is the best determinant of software criticality, which we hope to convince you of. We might not, but genuinely, you know, we're here to try and convince ourselves. We've already kind of convinced ourselves, but that's that. And then part two, if you assume that that is true, we believe that most funding that we see, and there's a very specific word in there, is being misdirected. It is not being, it's not used to fund critical infrastructure. It's going elsewhere. So, what methods do we have at the moment? This is looking at the first part. So, is usage the best determinant of a critical kind of open source project? What methods do we currently use for identifying critical infrastructure, both within an organization and within the broader landscape? And we've come up with basically two methods that we see in the world, which we're characterizing thusly. The first is the divining rod method, in which one person at an organization, company, or maybe an individual basically decides what's critical, decides what's, you know, important in the world, just kind of looks using the cross sticks and says that that's that. Or we do the same thing, but we have a group of people in the organization, which we call the Ouija board method, in which you all place a hand on the Ouija board and one of us is pushing a little bit more than the other. And we end up, yes, towards your own projects. I'm not going to say the name that you want to say. But, I believe that we can do better. And I believe that evidence-based methods, because, you know, ultimately we both come from a mathematical background in robotics and computer security, the evidence-based methods are going to be the way in which we can do this. I'm going to make a point about that, but what evidence-based methods can we access currently, and what do we see in the world? Well, we see things like PopCon, the popularity contest for Debian packages that basically just takes a log of who is downloading and using packages in the Debian ecosystem. We've got something similar in Homebrew, where they show you all the downloads that they've got. And Andrew once scared a room full of Rubyists, is that what they call them? In 2018, by doing the same in the, was it an NPM package or was it a Ruby package?
I put Google Analytics in my JavaScript packages so that I could get real-time install information and then just presented the real-time analytics page during a conference, which scared the life out of everyone in there because they didn't realize how closely you could watch all of that activity because posting school scripts of JavaScript packages let you do whatever you like.
And they were all in the one room.
They were all in the room, yeah.
Which was good fun. So we've got a bit of a close-up of the results there as well. Thank you very much. This is incredibly impractical. There are other things that we can do to gather data. So we have something that is effectively doing that, but on a larger kind of scale called SCARF, which is basically a gateway in front of your own kind of download URLs so that you gain access to that information. It's kind of taking ownership a little bit more. Or we can do the Linux Foundation's approach, which is aggregating data from Fossa, Sneak, etc. That is, you know, representing proprietary usage in an aggregate manner. And they can continue to do this. The Linux Foundation in 2022 published their mobilization strategy that said they want to create a data lake that companies can basically dump data into. And that was one of their kind of main streams of their report that was published